I know we currently measure internet voting and electronic voting against the best standards of security that we could possibly imagine, but actually perhaps our current system isn't as secure as it might be. Would you be able to tell us about the current security flaws in our system?
Well, I think that when people consider electronic voting, there are a number of requirements that they say that the system should be able to cope with or to satisfy. And one of those is that there is anonymity, and the other is that it allows you to have some certainty about how you've actually voted. So they're concerned that if you vote on an online system, that somehow it won't register the vote correctly and your vote will not count. The current system doesn't offer those guarantees. And certainly with postal votes, for example, there are no guarantees that somebody else hasn't intercepted them, hasn't read what the vote was, so that from that perspective, knows how you've voted. And we don't know, once we've actually put the piece of paper in that ballot box or sent it off, that actually that vote will be counted correctly and added to the tally in the proper way as well. There are a whole range of different things that go wrong in this current system. So we have these no guarantees that the current system are satisfying some of the requirements that we're actually saying that an electronic system should have.
So I understand currently with the postal votes, each individual postal vote could be read, but maybe that's a change on the scale of one vote or maybe hundreds of votes. I know that a fear about electronic voting is that they could be changed wholesale, that perhaps the system could be cracked somehow and that votes could be changed for the entire population. But that there are people working on, such as yourself, working on new technologies that perhaps enable a guarantee of security for electronic voting and online voting. Would you be able to explain how some of these new technologies, particularly blockchain, might help enable verification of voting?
Yes. So I think the first thing to say, though, is that, again, I think these security fears are being overstated. When we talk about online voting, there are a whole range of different ways that this could be approached, which don't necessarily involve having these machines hooked up to the internet. Mm-hmm. They can be on private networks. The ATM network, for example, that the bank actually manages, banks manage worldwide, are incredibly secure and robust against attack because they're not presenting a way for people to actually get to them. So that's the first thing to say. Now, there are technologies that certainly can make this even more secure, blockchain being one of them. This is the technology that underlies the cryptocurrencies. So currencies like Bitcoin, for example, that have been running successfully now for about 6 years without any known security or integrity flaws in the actual blockchain technology itself. Yeah.
Would you be able to explain how blockchain verification, a voting system, might work?
Yeah, so one of the things about blockchain is that it allows you to actually conduct things anonymously. So you use a number to identify the sender and another number to identify the receiver. And what happens is that when you cast your vote, that would be added to this general ledger and it's verified by a number of different computer systems. And it's done so in such a way that it becomes very, very difficult to actually change or subvert that process without having access to enormous computing resources, and more to the point, without it being known that you've actually done that. So if it was going to be subverted, it would have to be done in a very, very subtle way. There is no known way of doing that currently.
I know that, I think maybe it was 4 years ago now, that the team from Michigan published the paper on hacking the Washington vote. And they mentioned that the systems that were currently in place were brittle. That is, if an attack were to happen, then the entire system might be compromised. I'm wondering a little bit about verification. I know that in current systems, all we need to scrutineer an election is the ability to see a number on a page and count it. But perhaps that verification might be different in the future. My question would be, what skills would one need to be able to verify the accuracy or the transparency of, say, blockchain voting systems?
So there are a number of different ways of doing this. And one of the current things that the AEC does is that they never rely on one single pathway in terms of counting the votes. So they always have somebody else verifying or validating it. And if there's some issues that get thrown up with the discrepancy, then they then go in and look at it deeper. And you can do the same with computer systems. So you can have any number of different alternate paths to counting these votes. And if there is a discrepancy, then you go back to where you recorded the actual vote in the first place and then see potentially what went wrong. But the blockchain is very transparent in the sense that it relies on the fact that you can actually build up a record of where you've been, what happened at any one time. And we saw this recently when somebody claimed that they were the inventor of Bitcoin and they weren't able to produce the keys that started the whole process off. Mm-hmm. So what people are concerned about in terms of electronic voting is they say, well, I might tap something in on the keyboard, but it may not actually end up being registered in that way. But that's also true, first of all, with the paper system. Enormous amount of effort is put into interpreting how people have marked their balance sheets. And that's on a wide scale. And they try and reduce the number of informal votes by interpreting voters' intentions. Mm-hmm. So that's an issue already. But the thing is that with computer systems, this is not a complicated process in terms of the complexity of the system. It's far, far less than really a whole bunch of things, including games like Pokemon Go, for example. Sure. So there is possibility of having duplicate paths or even triplicate paths to be able to actually take it through independently written code. Some of it can be actually independently verified. So I think the thing is that there are concerns about this. And one of the concerns is that when organizations like the AEC go out to market to buy these systems, that they buy these proprietary systems. I would certainly agree that a better way of doing this is to have an open mm-hmm. and validated system.
Yep.
The point is that it has to start with the intention to actually implement these things. And that's where we're not getting to, because people get frightened off the idea of actually implementing it before they've even started.
Yep. So it seems that these are questions that other countries around the world have faced and come across in their own different way. There's lots of countries with some form of electronic or internet voting around the world. Estonia, I think, was the first to have legally binding internet voting. We do it currently in New South Wales. Switzerland does it for their expats. The Parliamentary Committee in Australia looked at it in 2014 and they recommended against electronic voting. They did recommend for perhaps electronic database, registry of voters, and also optical recognition of, say, scanning the pencil marked cards. What's different in Australia that makes us not be able to trust these technologies? Are we a bunch of neo-Luddites?
I think that there are a very vocal number of people who potentially could fall into that category, yes, who would very strongly err on the side of caution. And I think that I was surprised when I actually wrote my article, a piece in The Conversation, you know, arguing for electronic voting, that I was in a minority in terms of actually advocating for electronic voting. I think we've gotten to a situation where the people who are commenting in this area are so concerned about the negative aspects of it and where it can go wrong that they've lost sight of the enormous benefits. And as I keep saying, they are completely misrepresenting what currently happens, which is an abominable system that we literally paper over, because it's better to have the system that we already have, which we can pretend is okay, rather than a system that we potentially, in the worst case scenario, can't guarantee has integrity and security.
Well, last question. I was just wondering, so do you reckon we should go the whole hog? Should we? So not just electronic registration, not just optical scanning of pen or pencil marked papers, but complete online voting and registration of voters?
Personally, yes, because I see that, you know, we have gone that way with, well, we're trying to go that way with health records, which is arguably much more sensitive than a vote. I think that the risks are possibly less than has been portrayed. And I think the benefits, we're now a month on from when the voting started, and senators are only just finding out whether they're going to be doing anything. It really, the damage that it does in terms of grinding the political system in Australia to a halt every time we do this, I don't think justifies the concerns about the risks. And I think it would increase the number of people participating and being able to vote in a way where they're actually sure that how they vote is going to be recorded correctly.
Great. Well, thanks very much for your time this morning, David.
Thank you very much, Tony.